For 117 years, a community in northern Kanawha County has come together for a reunion, making it one of the longest-running gatherings of its type in the country, according to the state historical marker on the site. This past weekend saw the familiar parades, pageants, and activities. Eric Douglas brings us more.
Pinch, West Virginia is home to about 3,500 people. It's long been a bedroom community of Charleston, just 10 miles down the road. But that doesn't stop the residents from celebrating their town. Since 1902, the reunion in Pinch has brought current residents together, as well as many who moved away. Joe Hoover was taking photos at the vendor fair. He says he's been to about 30 Pinch reunions since 1956, when he was in first grade.
It means people getting together that you haven't seen for a long time.
Caitlin Jordan grew up in Pinch. She hates to miss a parade.
Everyone lines up on the road in their lawn chairs and sits around and waits, but we love it.
Summer Atkinson is 5, but already a veteran of the Pinch reunion parade. Her favorite part is simple.
Getting candy.
The founders of the reunion hope to raise the civic, religious, and educational standards of the community. This year's event had pageant queens, a car show, music concerts, and the parade. It also had a science, technology, engineering, and math program, and finished up on Sunday with a church service. In recent years, attendance has waned, but Joe Hoover's optimistic about the future.
It's maybe lost some of its luster over the past few years, but there's some new people coming in, and I think they're going to do a pretty good job of maybe trying to get some things turned around.
Event organizers say they're already planning next year's reunion. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Eric Douglas in Pinch, West Virginia.